I'm Rick Hansen with this check of area and state news on KJAN. Officials with Pride, the Progressive Rural Iowa Development Enterprise Incorporated, have announced one legislative coffee has been scheduled in Cass County for the 2017 session by Pride. The public is welcome to attend the session set for this Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m. at the Cumberland Fire Station located at 216 Main Street in Cumberland. Area residents have an opportunity to meet with Senator Tom Shipley and Representative Tom Moore so they can talk about the legislative session and hear your concerns about what matters most to Southwest Iowans. The Cass County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported that three people had been arrested on drug-related charges following a traffic stop Tuesday morning on Highway 92 at Highway 148. 46-year-old Thomas Matthew Connors III of Omaha was arrested on a charge of possession of methamphetamine first offense, and 28-year-old Jose Gonzalez of Cicero, Illinois, was arrested for possession of marijuana first offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Both men were taken to the Cass County Jail, where they remained held on $1,000 bond each. Last Friday, Cass County Sheriff's deputies arrested 26-year-old Justin Tyler Jacobs of Atlantic on charges of possession of methamphetamine second offense and possession of drug paraphernalia. Jacobs was being held in the Cass County Jail until released on $2,000 bond. Also, 23-year-old Jennifer Rose Passarelli of Council Bluffs was arrested Tuesday on a district court warrant for a probation violation. Passarelli was being held in the Cass County Jail on $5,000 bond. Last Friday, 40-year-old Daniel Patrick Campbell of Walnut was arrested by Cass County deputies on a district court warrant for probation violation. Campbell was later released on $10,000 bond. On January 11th, 19-year-old Austin Daniel Malloy of Walnut was arrested on a Cass County warrant for OWI first offense. Malloy was brought to the Cass County Jail and later released on his own recognizance. On January 10th, Cass County deputies arrested 37-year-old Joseph Leray Bartlett of Council Bluffs on a sheriff's office warrant for felony counts of assault on a police officer, eluding, and two counts of criminal mischief second offense. Bartlett was brought to the Cass County Jail and remained held Tuesday on $25,000 bond. And finally, on January 8th, 29-year-old Ryan Charles Jewell of Atlantic was charged with serious assault with regard to an incident that took place at the Cass County Jail. Jewell remains in the Cass County Jail on $51,000 bond. A pursuit in Pottawatomie County Saturday afternoon resulted in a crash and the apprehension of the suspect after a brief foot pursuit. The Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office said yesterday a deputy was dispatched at around 2:37 p.m. Saturday to a residence in Avoca with regard to a stolen vehicle report. While he was en route, an Iowa State Patrol trooper located the stolen vehicle and engaged in a pursuit. The car, 2001 VW Jetta, had been left running while the driver was inside the Casey's General Store in Avoca. During the pursuit, the car crashed in Council Bluffs near the intersection of North Avenue and Canesville Boulevard. After taking off from the scene on foot, 53-year-old James D. Blankenship, who has residences in Carter Lake and Avoca, was taken into custody for theft in the first degree, OWI first offense, and carrying a concealed weapon, that being a knife. He was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail. The sheriff's office said also 36-year-old Joni Lee Sands of Underwood was arrested Friday night for domestic assault with injury and two counts of child endangerment without injury following a domestic disturbance in Neola during which two children ages 8 and 10 were present. Authorities say 29-year-old Christopher Owens called 911 to report his girlfriend, Joni Sands, wouldn't let him leave their apartment. Owens and Sands both suffered apparent minor injuries during the incident. Following an investigation, deputies arrested Sands on the charges mentioned. Last Friday evening, Pott County deputies arrested 31-year-old Sergio Lira Maldonado Butler of Avoca on a U.S. Marshals Service warrant for being a fugitive from justice for violation of supervised release. Maldonado Butler was located at his residence in the 100 block of North Cherry Street in Avoca and taken into custody without incident. He was being held without bond in the Pott County Jail pending extradition. And at around 11:45 a.m. Friday, 53-year-old Charles Arthur Robinson of Council Bluffs was arrested during eviction proceedings at an apartment in Council Bluffs where drug paraphernalia and a pill bottle containing 21 grams of a substance believed to be meth were found. Robinson was charged with possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia, that being a glass bong and glass pipe. Police in Red Oak Tuesday night briefly arrested and then released 25-year-old Anthony Michael Harris of Bedford following a traffic stop on Highway 34 at Eastern Avenue in Red Oak. Harris was cited at around 8:30 p.m. for driving while suspended, which is a civil misdemeanor. Atlantic Mayor Dave Jones this evening will administer the oath of office to three current Atlantic police officers who are moving up in the ranks. The ceremony will take place in the council's chambers at City Hall during a regular meeting of the Atlantic City Council, which begins at 5:30 p.m. Sergeant Paul Wood, who has served the city for almost 13 years, is being promoted to lieutenant to fill a vacancy created by the retirement of Lieutenant John Parsons. Officer Dustin Pekin, who has served the city for nearly 10 years, is being promoted to sergeant to fill the vacancy created by the promotion of Paul Wood. And Officer Devin Hoig is being promoted today to lieutenant to fill the vacancy created by the promotion of Dave Erickson to police chief. Hoig has been an Atlantic police officer for almost 6 years. In other business, the Atlantic City Council this evening will act on approving a resolution that approves a development agreement with the Whitney Group, LLC, authorizing annual appropriation tax increment payments and pledging certain tax increment revenues to the payment of the agreement. The agreement before the council this evening is the final version for the Whitney Inn tax increment financing project. You can read more details about that under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Elsewhere in Western Iowa news, an Iowa trial again has been delayed for a Nebraska man charged with killing his wife. Court records say a Woodbury County judge approved a defense request to delay Rogelio Morales' trial that had been scheduled to begin January 24th. Court records don't show that a new date has been set yet. The case was delayed last fall after Morales' previous attorney withdrew from the case. The 29-year-old Morales lived in Hubbard, Nebraska. He's pleaded not guilty to killing 21-year-old Margarita Morales of South Sioux City, Nebraska, on April 19, 2015, in his car near a Sioux City residence. Court documents say Morales told investigators the fight broke out when his wife told him she no longer wanted to be in a relationship and that she was seeing another man. In Iowa news headlines, a new program in West Des Moines plans to turn members of the public into first responders who can save lives by stopping people from bleeding to death. The Des Moines Register reports that the Stop the Bleed program was launched by the Department of Homeland Security following the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting in Connecticut, where 26 students and staff members were killed in December of 2012. Iowa lawmakers are considering a bill that would allow a woman who gets an abortion to sue the doctor who performed the procedure if she experiences emotional distress later on. If approved, it would be the first law of its kind in the country, and it could make the state vulnerable to costly court challenges. The proposal would permit the woman to file a lawsuit at any point in her life, something that would go against typical statute of limitation rules. A former Iowa senator has been sentenced to 15 months in prison for his part in attempting to hide payments that he received to endorse presidential candidate Ron Paul in 2012. Kent Sorensen was Iowa chairman of Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann's presidential campaign when he shifted support to Paul days before the 2012 Iowa caucuses. Prosecutors sought probation because Sorensen testified against three Paul campaign staffers. Judge Robert Pratt said Sorensen's acts of corruption justified the prison time. That is a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.